This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Founded in the summer of 2003, the Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation has been involved in a number of projects in downtown and over the Rhine. Joining me to talk about the organization's work and what it hopes to accomplish for the city are 3CDC President and CEO Steve Leeper, also Vice President of Communications Anastasia Milam, and you can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thank you both for being here this afternoon. We appreciate it. Steve, tell me, how did 3CDC come to be?
Well, the corporate community got together in 2003, and they decided that there was this pretty obvious disinvestment that was going in over the Rhine, and more subtle disinvestment that was going on downtown. So they felt, working with then-Mayor Charlie Luke and to form a development corporation that would serve as a catalyst for revitalization. So that's how we came about.
So the idea was originally from city government?
Well, it was a task force that was started by Mayor Charlie Luke and then CEO and Chairman George Schaefer of Fifth Third Bank. And they had a number of recommendations out of this task force, but one of them was this Catalytic Development Corporation.
And how do you describe the mission of 3CDC?
Well, it's really pretty simple. We are a not-for-profit. We're a 501c3, like VXU. And our mission is really real estate development, and it's in a very narrow geographic area. Our work is essentially 4th Street up to Liberty, over to Central Parkway, over to Main. So we only work in about 80 square blocks.
Anastasia, are other cities using similar development organizations?
There are around the country other CDCs or community development corporations, but ours is unusual in the huge corporate backing that we have. And for a city our size, especially for the number of major corporations we have headquartered here and their desire to invest in the city that they're headquartered in and be able to recruit the best and the brightest to live here and work here and completely committed to staying here and building their center city.
And how is 3CDC funded? Is it all private funding?
Our operations, we have about a $5.6 million operating budget, of which about $1.3 million comes from membership fees paid by our corporations, and then a series of other private funds, management funds, sponsorships, and other things make up the balance of that. And we make some real estate fees, although that's a very small portion of it. But there is no government money that goes into our operations, although city government does and state government participates in some of our real estate projects.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And what's been the economic impact for Cincinnati since 3CDC started in 2003, Anastasia?
Well, we kind of track our own numbers and what the numbers that we've invested in our real estate development projects have resulted in terms of investment. And to date, $711 million has been invested in downtown and over the Rhine. And about $98 million of that actually has come from the city. And about $420 million of that from 3CDC and the loan funds that we manage, the Cincinnati Equity Fund, the Cincinnati New Markets Fund, basically those corporate loan funds that Steve mentioned. And the remainder has come from private investment. So when you think about projects like Dunhumbie Center at 5th and Race or the 21C Museum Hotel or Boca, Soto, and Igby's, there's, those corporations or individuals have brought their own money to the table to those projects. So it's been a over $711 million invested to date, but from a variety of sources.
Now, I'm interested by these loan funds. Those are for the benefit of the community and businesses?
Yes. We manage these funds on behalf of the corporations. They created these funds to invest in that core district that we talked about. And as we develop projects, we utilize those funds to, allow us to execute. So the loan funds are certainly not conventional in nature. In other words, you don't get the same terms you'd get at the bank. They're much more relaxed, if you will. They certainly have expectations about return, but the return is primarily below market and certainly at more aggressive terms than what you would get at a bank.
Talk about, Steve, some of the milestone projects that 3CDC has completed. There have been quite a few.
Well, we have several priorities. One is obviously we believe in great civic spaces and managing and redeveloping great civic spaces. So that's why we made the effort to redevelop Fountain Square and then manage Fountain Square. And similarly, that's why we redeveloped Washington Park and now are in the process of managing and producing events there. And so those are very key milestone developments. I will tell you, Washington Park is probably the most critical project that we've done. We certainly were making progress in Over the Line with the condos and the restaurants. But that last investment at Washington Park, we think, was critical to both the existing residents of the neighborhood and the visitors that come in all week long.
And Washington Park, what have you seen specifically happen since Washington Park was renovated?
Well, the main thing is that we believe it's the most democratic space in the city. Really, people from all walks of life, folks from the neighborhood, people from the suburban locations, people from out of town have come there. We've spent a lot of time in the whole programming effort, so we working with sponsors and philanthropic institutions that have invested. So we have jazz on one night. We might have soul and R&B on Friday night. We have bluegrass on another night. We have movies on another night. Arts in the Park on Sunday nights. So every night we try to have some activity in those core months of April through October. We try to do something and some recreational activities. And of course, the unscheduled activities that go on there and the water feature for the children and what we think is a pretty spectacular playground as well.
Are you tracking attendance at these events?
We don't have those kind of numbers at either Fountain Square or Washington Park because they're all free events, and so it's difficult to track ticket sales and that type of thing. But we certainly eyeball it, and we take event notes at each of our events, and we estimated that we attracted 500,000 people in the first. It opened in July of 2012. And from July of 2012 through the end of the year, we estimated about 500,000 people. And we're still kind of working on our estimations for 2013. But it definitely attracts not only the residents who have lived here for a long time, and it's great to see the children come back to a safe place to play. But it's attracting people from all around the region, too. Luminosity, which was a tremendous event in the park, I don't know, they estimated on that last night, the third night, about 20,000 people.
Wow. Just on the one night.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Unfortunately, the park wasn't quite built for crowds of that size, but it worked.
Most people can identify some of the major projects that 3CDC's been involved in, but there are a large number of other projects that are maybe lower profile but equally important. We talk about condos and housing and things like that, Steve.
Yeah, well, actually, that's our bread and butter. That's where we spent most of the time. We've done about 300 condominiums, about 400 or so apartments. The condominiums are primarily in Over the Rhine, although there are some downtown. We believe in historic structures, so we virtually have renovated about 124 buildings in Over the Rhine. I think one of the things that other projects that we're working on right now is the issue of homelessness, and we are working with the Drop-In Center and the City Gospel Mission to build three new facilities that will be comprehensive service and residential facilities for the homeless. So although we work in a very narrow geographic area, sort of the breadth of things that we get involved in, from civic spaces to condominiums to hotels to restaurants to homeless facilities and affordable housing, that's all part of our mission.
So it's a narrow geographic area, but it's a pretty broad mission as a whole.
Yeah,
what you're doing in that area.
To be honest with you, this is what cities should be about and how they work. And we can be successful at all these other more high-profile projects, but if we don't address this issue of homelessness, we think we have failed.
Now, the Fountain Square's renovation, what kind of impact has that had on the city of Cincinnati? Obviously, it's vital. It's the center point of the city. Has it actually drawn more people to the city and resulted in some economic benefits?
Well, yes. It has dramatically changed things. And there was a risk at first. It was not always a popular concept to spend money down at Fountain Square. I can recall when we were going through that process in late 2004, early 2005, and I think we were just coming off sort of the stadium projects where people were sort of frustrated. This particular project took some time to get some support on. They were concerned that we were just moving the fountain 3 feet, and we were taking down skywalks, and why were we doing this? And what we needed to do is convince folks that with the renovation and with the proper management and with the proper programming, it would attract visitors, it will keep people downtown, it will help support the restaurants, and the growth in the restaurant business downtown has changed by 15-fold over that period of time.
And not only that, people forget that there's a 600 space parking garage below it, and it was crumbling. It was, you know, the concrete decks were crumbling, and the paint was peeling, and the pipes were leaking, and it, you know, the square itself served as the roof to that garage. And so in order to really repair the garage, the roof needed to be, you know, there needed to be some attention paid to the roof too. And you've seen just in that garage with the repairs and the paint and the management of it that the number of parkers has grown. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head.
We park about almost 600,000 cars there a year in that garage.
Compared to 2004 before it went under renovation.
Yeah. And which is significantly less. It was probably, you know, maybe half of that. And, you know, a good statistic is since Thanksgiving of this year, we've already had 43,000 paid skaters down at the Fountain Square ice rink. So it really is something that I think we're bringing memories of a generation of children and others who think that, you know, going downtown at Christmas time is a place to be again. And there's fond memories of that. And that was what we always hoped would have happened.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. You can also email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And my guests are Steve Leeper and Anastasia Milam from 3CDC. Steve, the Gateway Project in Over the Rhine was a pretty big accomplishment, wasn't it?
Yes. That was actually, again, you talk about risk. That part of our Just to give you a sense, that 30-block area that we're working in, when we started in 2004, there are about 1,800 Part 1 and 2 crimes in that area, of which that represents about 60 a block. So we were going into an area that we really did not know how successful we were going to be, both in terms of the condominium development and the retail development. But what we've now seen over these 250, almost 300 condominiums that we've developed over there, that there is great incremental growth that's going on in terms of value, and our retailers and restaurateurs are doing very, very well. We build them small, we invest in local restaurateurs, and we think that's the model for success.
And how much community collaboration is part of what your organization does?
Well, it depends on the nature of the project. We went through a lot of public listening sessions when we went through the Fountain Square development, similarly for the Washington Park development. So those were more, because they were within the public realm, there was a greater input sessions that were required. As we do other major developments like Mercer Commons and other projects like that, we generally have probably a more watered-down version of a public approval process, but certainly one that any developer would go through. And there's one more layer as we go into the work and over the Rhine, and that's the Historic Conservation Board, which needs to make sure that what we're doing is compliant.
Would you say that the support from local government and businesses is very important to what you're doing, though?
Well, our businesses have been, particularly the corporate community, has been overwhelmingly supportive, and I say so at the city as well. They've been very good to us. They've been great partners with us. And you just think about this. I mean, really, the city took a risk as well, you know, when they essentially ceded over the effort to redevelop Fountain Square to this private nonprofit corporation. That was a pretty risky effort on their part, and you have to give them credit for that.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email talk at wvxu.org with your questions or your comments, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And let's talk with Leo from Lebanon. Good afternoon, Leo. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's your question or comment?
I would like to find out more information on 3CDC to see if they have a program put together to help homeless veterans in the Cincinnati area.
The Yeah, the answer to that question is one of our partners in this effort is Talbert House. We've invested with them as part of this Homeless to Homes project, and they have a facility on Central Parkway that their main focus is homeless veterans. And so I would direct anybody that would have that need to the folks at Talbert House, and they would be more than happy to reach out to you. That is a quality organization, a great partner, and somebody that very much concerns himself with the issue of homeless vets.
Thanks very much for the question, Leo. What are some of the projects that 3CDC is currently involved in?
Well, I think two of the most visible ones, the Dunhumby Center project at 5th and Race downtown, and many of your listeners may recall that was a city-owned surface parking lot for many years after a garage and office building were torn down, and there were sort of a number of ideas for that. I think at one point in time, a Nordstrom had a letter of intent to move there. But Dunhumby Center, or Dunhumby USA, is a pretty incredible operation here that has grown from about 3 employees in early 2000s to over 600 now. They're outgrowing their space over on the west end of 3rd Street, and needed new headquarter building. And we, acting as the development manager for the city on that property, are working with Dunhumby to build a 1,000-space parking garage, part underground, part above ground, and about 30,000 square feet of commercial space that wraps around 5th Street, Ray Street, and 6th Street, and then the Dunhumby USA headquarters building above those parking decks. So it's an absolutely incredible project to watch. I mean, we dug a major hole underground, which you don't never know what you're going to find in the excavation process, and then started building the garage decks below, and now all of the construction work is above grade, so you can actually see some of the columns coming in for the new commercial space, and we'll watch that building rise out of the ground. We also have a big project called Mercer Commons, which is about 2 city blocks, almost 3 acres in Over the Rhine, that is a combination of some vacant lots, 19 historic buildings on those almost 3 acres. And it's the blocks between Vine Street over to Walnut Street and from about 13th up to 14th. And it's a mixed-use development. There's commercial space, there's condominiums, there's apartments, which will be a mix of affordable units as well as market-rate units. And it's a mixture of, obviously, historic rehabs as well as new construction, infill construction that's kind of filling some of those vacant, empty teeth, missing teeth spots in Over the Rhine.
So still a lot going on with 3CDC, I take it, then.
That's just a couple of them.
Yeah, that's just a couple.
Yeah, we're also, for your listeners, we're taking the next steps, and we're actually very excited about this. You know, we've done the work in Washington Park, we're programming in Washington Park, and now working with the county and the Memorial Hall Society folks, it's likely that we will come with a recommendation of a renovation plan for Memorial Hall, which, for your listeners, it is the building that's just to the south of Music Hall. It's a beautiful building. It's probably one of those structures that people always walk by and say, what is that building over there? And it probably doesn't get the type of use and the amount of activity it should. But there is a theater, performance theater there. There is event rooms downstairs. There's a little bit of a kitchen in the back of it. But we are going to recommend a major renovation of that, with the idea that then great programming can occur, some arts and performances that could go there, film festivals, other things. So we think it's a great building, and it's been underutilized. A lot of our assets like that have been underutilized, and we want to change that.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Steve, 3CDC is involved in a lot of projects, and when a new one is announced, sometimes you hear or you read the comment that what you're doing is you're gentrifying the area, and I wonder how you respond to that.
Well, look, it's a legitimate concern. The neighborhood, I think, as particularly now, we sort of look back on a more romantic view of that neighborhood, of what it was in 2004, then reality was different. It was a very challenged space. That 30 blocks that we have focused on, we've spent about $32 million buying property in that area. And with the exception of about four or five buildings, they were vacant. The people had already voted with their feet. They had moved. A lot of the properties had fallen into default, and people who had rental assistance previously were given vouchers by the federal government so they could move to others, other places. Also in that 30-square-block area, there's about 800 affordable units that are there now, will be there for the long term because of the restrictive covenants, that are interdispersed right next to our condominiums. In addition, we are doing a series of affordable housing projects. Anastasia mentioned earlier the Mercer Commons, which is now being completed on Walnut Street, which is 67 units, half of which is affordable, restricted, rent restricted, half of which is market, but you would never tell the difference between either of the units. We are now working with a project that I'm sure you'll be familiar with, the YMCA on Central Parkway, where we're going to renovate the athletic facility, the corporate headquarters, and do 60 units of affordable housing for seniors. So, we want to separate out what is sort of this perception and reality, but the truth is we want this to be a mixed-income neighborhood, and I think we're going to be successful at doing that.
We have a question that came in from Pat from White Oak, and Pat wanted to know, are they doing anything to promote the St. Patrick's Day Parade as they've done in the past, Anastasia?
Yes, we're having a St. Patrick's Day party on Fountain Square, actually two. We're having one on the Saturday. I can't remember what day of the week St. Patrick's Day is actually on, but we're having a party on Fountain Square for the St. Patrick's Day itself, and then another party on the day of the parade.
Yeah,
or Saturday, rather. Now, the parade doesn't go past Fountain Square anymore, so it's been kind of a challenge for us. I mean, obviously, when the parade went past the square, it drew a lot of people down for our event. But yes, we will continue to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the square. It's just, unfortunately, the parade has a different route now.
Yeah, and that was the choice of the parade organizers.
Okay. Let's see here. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And Tom from Norwood is joining in. Tom, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, you guys earlier were talking about a mixed-use housing downtown, and I used to be involved in theater before I had an injury that... Now I use a cane, but I was a dancer, and I helped open the Ensemble Theater, and, you know, it used to be pretty active down there back in the 80s, and I'd love to live downtown again. But the problem is I'm on Section 8 housing now. Is there a waiting list, or is there some sort of thing?
There is for the Mercer Commons project I was talking about earlier. We have started to take a list. It's not completed yet. And I know from earlier you had mentioned, Mark, that we can we're going to have a bunch of links from the WVXU.org site where you can go find out more information about our projects, find out more about the events at Washington Park and Fountain Square. And we'll also put a link on there for living, condos and apartments in Over the Rhine.
And we can also probably make reference to some of our partners like the Model Group and Over the Rhine Community Housing, both of which have a stock of affordable and in particular Section 8 related properties.
Tom, thank you very much for your question. And again, if you'd like to join our conversation, the phone number is 513-419-7100. How would you characterize, it's been, about 11 years that 3CDC has been in existence?
10, actually. We
going on 11.
Celebrated our 10th anniversary in August of 2013. So, yes, you're right.
So it'll be 11 in July. Is that right?
Yeah, we really didn't get staffed up to almost to April of 2004. So we're almost really coming on our 10th year now.
Successful? Would you judge the time that have been spent successfully? Things that you'd like to accomplish that maybe you didn't get accomplished?
Yeah, I would say that, look, I think we're sometimes our own worst critics. If you walk the street, sometimes you wish, like, shouldn't we be able to move this stuff along a little faster? Others who've gone away for 6 months or so and come back and said, boy, I can't believe the progress that's going on here. So, look, we'd always like to move a little faster. We'd like to sort of get the public approval process moving a little faster. And and the public funding that sometimes we have to wait on applications and federal government applications, and it's part of our business. So we have to get used to it. But I will tell you, as surprised I am about the success of the condominium development, I will say that the thing that surprises me most is support and the success of the retailers, the commercial restaurateurs, and over the Rhine, I think is one thing. And I also say that the success and the great response we've gotten with Washington Park, those two, I think, stick out in my mind as being something we did not expect. They exceeded our expectations.
I think along those lines, too, people always say, well, when does it end and when is your job complete? And it really never does, because part of not only, are we developing real estate, but we're also managing assets. And, we've got a team that's out there pressure washing the sidewalks and picking up trash and managing safety issues and addressing graffiti issues. And you got to manage the space as well as, bring these old buildings back into use. But once they're back into use, there's a certain level of activity that needs to happen.
3CDC obviously has changed a lot about the city. What would you say to people who haven't experienced downtown and over the Rhine in, say, the last 5 years? Maybe they're reluctant from old memories of the area. What would you say to them?
I'd say even if you were down here, a few months ago, you got to come back because it's constantly changing. Just in the past month, a new Grater's opened in Over the Rhine on the corner of 14th and Vine. A new restaurant called Salazar opened in the ground floor of a little condo project we have on Republic Street. A new restaurant called Eagle opened up on Vine. So there's constantly some, new things. And regardless of how long it's been since you've been down here, it's exciting. I think one of the things we need to work on, there's a certain crowd, not residents and folks that come in from outside the region that visit the park. And then there's a obviously activity happening on Vine Street. And we need to connect those two. And so, you can come down to the park and walk just a block over to the activity on Vine Street. And I think that's going to be a challenge coming.
Yeah, I would also say that what we've been trying to do is, particularly in the two civic spaces that we manage and promote and do events on, is not necessarily do events that we feel are necessarily in and of themselves are going to attract people. But when people come down for the restaurants or other things, it's an activity that's going on there and starts to feed off of each other. So, people might not necessarily come down for a movie in the park, but they might be down at a restaurant and walk over and say, man, there's a movie in the park or there's some jazz going on. So we think these complementing events makes an environment that hopefully exceeds people's expectations when they come down to visit us.
Steve and Anastasia, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
3CDC President and CEO Steve Leeper and Vice President of Communications Anastasia Milam. After the break, a conversation about the benefits of comedy in the workplace. And in about 15 minutes, a look inside GE Aviation's 3D printer lab. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.